As we gather together on this wonderful evening to celebrate the birth of our Savior, we're really grateful to the early church for sharing with us this particular nativity story. And it really does call into our lives, you know, the moment of Jesus' birth. Mary, Joseph traveling to Bethlehem to go and register, to be counted in a census, to pay the census tax, if you will. A very human moment, very human moment. And then we have the description of Mary giving birth, and giving birth in a manger scene, which we have wonderfully depicted here as really a gift from St. Francis of Assisi. And he placed this together for us so that we would know and remember what happened, and that our Savior is born to us. But part of, I think, what happens to us is sometimes we idealize things to a point where they're so beyond us that we lose track of what they really mean. So I'm going to tell a little brief story of something that actually happened to me. I've been visiting all the schools in the whole diocese, and I go from one classroom to another, and they ask me questions. Sometimes the super little ones, you know, it's, why is the sky blue? And you kind of go from there. And so in one particular class, and it wasn't at Nativity, by the way. It wasn't at Nativity. There was, I think, a second grader. And the second grader asked me, okay, do you dye your hair? And I said, well, first, I'm glad I have hair. And second, no, what you see is what you get. Don't dye my hair. But it also made real that moment. And that's really the invitation for us, to let this moment be real for us, to let this moment truly touch our hearts and truly touch our lives and touch our faith life especially. And as we have the description of the gospel, wonderful description of the angels coming to the shepherds, and there was singing, imagine tonight the angels coming to you, and now all the ambulances outside ready to take you to the hospital. So the angels came to them as they were, in the midst of all the sheep that they were taking care of. And they gave them the good news that a Savior was born in Bethlehem and that they should go. And of course, their reaction was fear. And that's really, in the end, what the Lord is saying to us partly is that he's saying, you know, fear is not where we're called to come from. And they said, don't worry, don't worry. This is the Savior of the world. This is the Lord. This is God, the Son of God, come to you. And so we actually take this moment to look at our own lives, because the Savior of the world comes to us as we are right now. He comes to us as we are right now. Our lives are going, what's going on in our lives, and he comes to us to touch our lives and to be a part of our lives. The Holy Father has said that he wants all the priests and deacons to smell like the sheep. So Father Dennis and I spent time before Mass with the sheep so that we could smell like the sheep. But what he's really saying is, our lives are your lives. Our lives are spent with you. And if he's calling us to that, imagine, he's sending his son to us as a little baby and saying to us, his life is ours. His life he gives to us. His life he offers for each and every one of us. And he says to us, He meets you where you are. If you need God's grace in some way, open your heart tonight and let His grace touch your heart. If we need God's love in a special way, if something's happened in your life, if you had a situation where you found that your relationship with mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, anyone in your family, if you need help, this is the moment. Let His grace touch your life. If you discovered you've got an illness in your life, let His grace of healing touch your life. And if you found that it's gotten tough to really believe, step out in faith tonight. And as you gaze into the manger scene, open your heart. Born an infant in our lives. Born one who loves us unequivocally. One who loves us so much that He was willing to die on the cross for every single one of us. And therefore, our sins should not block us from His love. Therefore, our weaknesses should not block us from His love. Therefore, as we tonight approach the altar to receive His body and blood, that's a moment when we open our hearts and say, come, Lord Jesus, into my life. Yes, Lord, let it be so in my life. Yes, Lord, let the love of God touch my heart so much that when I leave this church, I'm singing. I'm singing in joy. For the love of God is present to us tonight. In the end of the gospel, the angels singing, glory to God in the highest. That's where we started. Glory to God in the highest. So tonight, as we approach the altar in love, let the love of the infant Jesus born in our lives truly touch us, change us, form us, shape us, and love us into being where we are right now.